A ver.
Caller, are you there?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, how may I help you?
I had an ad pop up on my phone the other day for a sling bag for $7.95. Just pay the shipping or whatever, and it was your company or this company. They billed my debit card for $7.95. 2 days later, you billed my debit card for $67.73.
Okay,
How the
what's your zip code, sir?
28460.
One moment. Two eight four.
60.
What's your name, sir?
Barney Brady.
Okay, I'm not finding it on your zip code. Hold on a minute.
Do you know what the $67 would be for?
Probably after it came out of the trial period. Sounds like something that would had a 48-hour trial, and you paid the shipping and handling and received something.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, that's what happens, and that's the discount gadget store. I'm trying to locate it for you. Locate your transaction. It didn't show up under the zip code. What's your first name again?
Barney, Barney,
And the last name?
Brady, Brady.
Didn't show into that either. Okay, last four of your
It
card.
was
Last four of your card. Four digits
zero
are
nine hundred.
and how long ago this? Well, you said 2 days ago.
It
You
was
said
well, it was on the 6th of May.
yeah, I know what happened, but I'm just trying to locate your account so I can modify accordingly. But yeah, when you on the shipping and handling, if it's a gadget, what was your free gift?
It was a just a sling a bag.
Yeah, so that's a discount store. So what happens is you pay the shipping and handling, they offer you a free gift in hopes that you'll stay with their membership. Their membership kicks in 48 hours after you make the purchase. It does state that in the terms and conditions, provided they were read. It tells you that after 48 hours, they're going to automatically enroll you into the discount store, which is not a bad thing. The discount store is just a membership of shopping with them and purchasing items in the discount store, such as that swing bag or tactical bag or whatever it might be. They have those
Right.
things in the store. The membership is a $67.96. It is a monthly charge. They also offer you a
Okay.
$125 gift card to shop with them as well each month. So I can't, unless I pull your account up, I'm trying to locate you. But based on what you told me, that's what it is. So,
Okay. Yeah, I want to opt out of that for
okay.
sure.
I'm not finding. You might have to have your. Let me see. Let's try the zip code again. What's the zip code again, please?
28460.
Nope. Didn't show 60. I got two and zeros. Hold on. And how do you say your last name?
Brady, B-R-A-D-Y, like the Brady Bunch.
I'm not finding it on the information you're providing, sir. You got the first six digits of your card?
Yeah, I do. You're not going to put any more charges on, are you?
Well, it is a reoccurring charge. You have to get into the, you have to pull it up so we can cancel the membership if you don't want to continue being a member. But I got to locate the account first.
Yeah, hang on 1 second. Let me get it.
Okay.
Raynaud, here, former director of the department, and he's going to tell you a little bit more about what the plan is.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
It is 4661. 8800-6591.
I just need six digits now. 466.
Oh, okay.
466.
4661.
Uh-huh.
8800. That's eight digits,
okay.
Right?
Yeah, that's, I got that. 466188. Nope.
You said no?
No, I'm not locating anything under that. I'm going to put your name in and see. Brady, is the last name?
Yes, ma'am.
And the first name is?
Barney, B-A-R-N-E-Y.
Okay, not locating it with the information you're giving me. You might have to have your bank to call in or something. Not locating it with the information you're giving me. I tried zip code. Only other thing I can try is the phone number. Hold on. Well, what's your phone number?
910.
Uh-huh.
526. 9742.
Nope. I'm not showing any information you provided me. So you just have your bank to call in or call in at another time. If it just happened, sometimes it don't show for 20 minutes, but you said it's been since the 6th.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, but I'm not finding it on the... Oh, let me try one other thing here. Hold on. Nope, not finding it. So with the information you're providing me, so you're going to have to either get your call back later or because I'm not finding it, or get your bank to call in.
Okay, thank you for your help.
Thank you. Thanks for calling
Customer
Service. Likewise.
Bye-bye.